Thank you and good morning. Detectives from the Sheriff's Office are investigating a suspected homicide. It took place in the 3700 block of Rancho Sequoia Drive in Alder Point. The Sheriff's Office was notified by a woman who had not heard from her 57-year-old stepfather in for 4 days. She drove to his residence and found him to be deceased. The motive for the murder is still unknown, and the name of the victim has not been released. Detectives are looking for Anthony Lane as a person of interest in the investigation. He is a white male adult, 5'10", 185 pounds, with red hair and brown eyes. He is believed to be driving a black 2000 Jeep Cherokee with a California license plate number 5HNG536. Anyone who locates Lane is asked not to approach him, but to contact authorities. The Arcata Police Department is searching for 29-year-old Ramin Ahadi, who was suspected of kidnapping 3-year-old Zion Merritt after the boy was allowed to visit Ahadi on June 17th. Ahadi is the boy's non-custodial father, and it's believed he has fled the area with the child. Ahadi could be driving a gold Saturn station wagon, license plate number SDDJ221. Ahadi is an adult Indian male, 6'1", with a slim build, and the little boy has brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata Police. Officers from the California Highway Patrol responded to a report of a single vehicle collision on Highway 36 west of Grizzly Creek on Wednesday night. Officers found that the driver, 22-year-old Tua Lee of Eureka, lost control of his vehicle while headed westbound, spun across both lanes of the highway, and then collided with a tree. There were 3 passengers in the car along with the driver, and one of the passengers, 20-year-old Ma Lee, sustained fatal injuries. The other 2 passengers, 18-year-old Yi Lee and 45-year-old Yer Toa, sustained moderate injuries as well, and they were taken to the hospital for treatment along with the driver. The cause of the collision remains under investigation, although impairment is not considered a factor. On Thursday, the sheriff's office was notified of an armed robbery at the Bank of America in McKinleyville. Deputies interviewed witnesses who said that the suspect entered the bank and waved around a revolver. The suspect leapt over the counter and loaded a bag with the bank's money. He then fled on foot westbound on Hiller Avenue and got into a white Nissan with tinted rear windows being driven by a second suspect. He is described as a 30-year-old black male adult, about 5'10", wearing black tennis shoes, gray sweatpants, a black sweatshirt, gray cotton-style gloves, aviator glasses, and was wearing a white bandana across his face. The FBI is assisting with the investigation, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And the Eureka Police Department has uploaded the photos of 3 men wanted in connection with a stabbing at the Barfly Bar in Eureka last Saturday. The victim reported he had been attacked by 3 men and suffered stab wounds to his neck, chest, and abdomen. You can view the photos at the police department's website, and anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Winsler Children's Center is an NAEYC accredited preschool program that prepares your child for kindergarten under the administration of Eureka City Schools. We currently have openings for children ages 3 through 5. Winsler is an educational program that offers subsidized care. Meals and snacks are provided at no cost. For more information, call 441-2498 or stop by the center. We're located at 717 Crichton Street behind Winco.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The County Drug Task Force arrested 33-year-old Alder Point resident Matthew Walker this week after Walker tried to trade 5 pounds of processed marijuana and a pound of hash for a travel trailer. The task force made contact with Walker after he contacted the person selling the trailer, and they set up a meeting in Tubi Park in Garberville. There, agents met Walker and searched his vehicle and found the processed marijuana in the hash. A search of Walker's residence turned up more processed bud, 300 growing plants, and more hash. Walker was arrested and booked on several charges. In addition to the arrest of Matthew Walker, while the drug task force was searching his property, they learned of another marijuana grow on a neighboring property. And after obtaining a search warrant, they searched a property in the 4,000 block of Rancho Sequoia Road. A search of that property turned up more than 1,500 growing marijuana plants and 6 greenhouses, along with a sawed-off shotgun and an AR-15 rifle with a high-capacity magazine. Deputies arrested 36-year-old Travis Land of Redway and Juan Hernandez from Alder Point, and both men were booked on cultivation, possession, and probation charges. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.